Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. I know I've said it on this podcast before, but I see it true almost every day. And I want to make an illustration or analogy to sports. The best ability is availability. Whether we look at the recent outage by Rogers Telecom, whether we look at our favorite sports team and they have an injured star, and they're trying to figure out, do we pay them for next season or not? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter how good it is if it's not available. And I think this applies to IT services, especially in the context of service management, way more than we realize. I know many organizations that have services that they think are very valuable, but they go down a lot. And so it's impossible to show ability or quality when your service is sidelined or offline. For IT services, there are many aspects to availability, including making sure the services are defined. It's hard to be available if it's not defined in terms of services, correct? It's hard to be available if we don't understand the cost of the service to help us understand the cost of downtime, which helps us prioritize one service or the other in terms of putting our resources into it. And the last aspect to availability, we've talked about defining services, understanding the cost of those services, but it's improving availability through a strong CMDB, a strong change management, change enablement, and our continuity, service continuity, business continuity. We have to have that whole chain, that whole linkage between CMDB, change, and continuity. Those three C's have to be linked together. And they help us understand availability. We look at the CMDB, we can see the CIs for the service. We know that if we make a change to one part, it may impact other parts of that service, which helps us, through continuity, know how to remain continuous. The sidelined athlete struggles to recover and join their team. Rehabilitation is arduous. It's lonely. You think everyone's looking at you because you're not able to help your team. It might be costly to that athlete, both financially and emotionally. The same can be said about IT services in the service data. When a service is offline, it's down, it's unavailable. Everybody's looking at that service owner, looking at the CMDB and change and continuity to say, what did we do wrong? How do we keep this from happening again? And if you've ever been in that scenario, you know you don't want to be again. And so my encouragement is to prioritize your resources appropriately or accordingly, and prioritize availability for the services that should be, and cascade them down, whether it's by business value or risk or whatever it is for your organization. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page, as well as let me know how service management leadership can help your organization, especially if you have way too much downtime. It's been kind of our pet projects of late, helping organizations reduce their number of times they're down and the time each that you incur the downtime. And so that downtime costs money, and it's a positive ROI to try to address it sooner than later. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.